Parshas Vayechi, the Birchas Yaakov, Revolver points out something very interesting. He points out that many of the brachos are focused on a single individual. By Don Yidin Amay Keachad Yishifte Yisrael Yidon Nochash Alei Derech Shvipen Alei Erech Haneshech Yichvi Yisus Shvipo Lerech Barachbor Lishuwas Nekibis Yashem. That's referring to Shimshain, says Rashi, that he's done Keachad Shifte Yisrael. He was done Klai Yisrael for, he was the Shefet for 20 years, and it's referring to him. The whole bracha is really referring to him, that everything that he did with the Plishtim, and then finally when they captured him, Vechulu, God also focused on Yiftach, and Binyamin focuses on Shaul, Rashi says. That's where we find that by Menashe and Ephraim. When Yaakov came to bench Menashe and Ephraim, so Shikil as Yodov, Yaakov Avinu switched around his hand, and Yosef HaTzadik says, well, why'd you switch your hands around? And Vayimen Aviv, and he says, no. Yodati bin Yodati, gam hu yelom, gam hu yigdol, v'ulam ochi, v'akotan yigdol mimenu, v'zara yiyem lo yagayim. Whoever his younger brother is going to be greater than him, v'zara yiyem lo yagayim. Who's zara yiyem lo yagayim? Zara sounds like zara, all of his progeny, all of his offspring. So Rashi says, zara yiyem lo yagayim is referring to Yeshua. That everybody's going to call oilim yismali b'tei shimoi b'shmoi k'shiyami l'chama b'givoin v'yirech b'imek ayolim. Referring to Shalti Yeshua, Lot Yismenu. It's referring to Yeshua, one person. That's the godless of Ephraim more than Menashe is the one person that's going to come out of him. What's the pshat that the focus is on one person? The chara, there's the generations and the multitudes of people that came out of these shvatim. Tens of thousands, millions, tens of millions, and we're focusing on one person. We're focused on. So he says the truth is in Enchanami, when the Torah is Mabat, is always on Echus, not Kamas. Generally, when it says Godol in the Torah, it's referring to Godol be Echus and not Godol be Kamas. Mishte Godol, right? Yom Higamelas Yitzchak. So Rashi says, who's what is Mishte Godol? Made a big party. Mishte Godol, show you some Gedir Liador, right? Always when it says Lashon of Godol, generally in the Torah, it's referring to Godless. Is defined by quality much more than quantity. And Bechlal, that's how it is that so in last week's parsha, in the Chavetz Chaim HaLaTorah, somebody came to the Chavetz Chaim and he was complaining that with the Maskilim and with everything that's going on, Klal Yisrael, wherever you look, it's this Shver Masiv and the fry are so much more numerous than us, and they're trying to get us whenever we do, and Anima Sei Ma'at, who are we, a little bit. So the Chavetz Chaim told me, he says, this is not a new story. He says, you look in Nach, you see, in the times of Eliyahu HaNavi, Sheva Salafim Ishlei Korah Lubal, from all the Klal Yisrael, there were 7,000 people, that Shlei Korah Lubal, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Gein Matzor Mi Hashem Lehoshia Be'Rav V'Ma'at, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't need a lot of people to win a war. Like, that's the need of Hanukkah. Hanukkah also, right? Is, how many people were the core of fighting against the multitudes of people? We don't need millions of people. It's the mute. It's the Avram HaIvri. That's what we were bequeathed from Avram Avinu. The Ava Umo. Avram HaIvri Shekol Oilu Mitzad Echad Hu Me'Ev Rasheni. He's the one person going connected to everybody else. And that's who it's for. That's really, like the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, in his Akhtama, that we've mentioned many times, he says, what's the pshat that there's so many... After he goes at length to explain that the purpose of the world is really to be a mass chokhmah and to focus and delve into chokhmah, he says, so if that's the case, then why do we have billions of people that are not doing that? We have billions and billions of people, 2 billion people in China and 1.5 billion people in India. These people never spent a day, you know, involving themselves in chokhmah, rather in rice paddies. What's China, we know we get a lot of stuff from China, but it's a fraction of the amount of people that, and they're not really investing their minds, they're investing their bodies. So he says, the reason is because if a one person who invests in Chachma, if he would have to be busy the entire day making everything that he needed to make to be able to live, he'd have to build a house and he'd have to plant, so he should be able to have food, and he should have to shear the sheep, so he should be able to have clothing, he should be able to sew everything together. Said, when would he have time to dedicate to involving himself in learning Torah and Chochmah? So that's why we have the billions of other people around, so that the few people that are there, like we saw in Brachas, Ben Zayim was in the Har HaBayis, and he says, he brings this Gemara, says the Rambam. The Rambam brings it, he says, he looked out on all the Klal Yisrael, he says, even with regard to Klal Yisrael, he's saying it. But he says, he saw Shishim Ribo, he saw 600,000 people, and he says, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebarach Kol Eilo L'Sham Sheni. Right? To a certain extent, there's the, certainly with the Goyim clapping the Yidin, but even in the Yidin, you have this like we see in this week's parasha, that the focus is on the Yechidim and everybody else around him. It's a story that the Revolt brings down from Baron Cutler, that the Alter Slobodka said that Betzim the Ganze Slobodka Yeshivas for Baron Cutler. He's saying the Ganze Slobodka Yeshivas for Alter Cutler, so we need 400 people here. He says the 400 people here to make a Sviva for a Baron. So, for sure, there were Gederli Erlum that came out of Slobodka aside from a Baron, but Baron was the one that he took the Alter Slobodka to America, and he was miyasid much of the Torah in America. And due to his efforts, and in Eretz Yisrael as well, actually, he was very, very involved in Chinuch Atzmoi here in Eretz Yisrael. We find the Bechlal, we find throughout the generations people that made a Ma'apecha, individuals, single individuals that made a Ma'apecha, the Chazanish here in Eretz Yisrael after the war. It was him that was Kriveya. Very many of the things that the from Ba'ilim do are Nikva, Kafi, the Chazanish, Frat, in Mitzvah, Tluiz Baretz, and Shemitah, and Mechulu. But even not, in just the whole Hoylech Yelech, the whole Mahalech, the only name of Kredelim, these things are all. Thanks to the Chazanish, the Baal Shem Tov, the Chassidus, one person that Mamish turned around and he saved huge portions of Klal Yisrael. And he really, this is the person that revolutionized, I wouldn't say revolutionized Yiddishkeit, but he made something unique that they didn't have beforehand. So Salanter, the Goyin, people that, this is in the past 200 years, but people that the Yechidim that have the ability to really change. I always thought that's pshat in, it says in Pirkei Avos, "See beis chol beis vad lechachomim." He misafik b'far aglam, sheisu b'tzomaz devareim. Who's the town referring to? How many beis vad lechachomim do you need in every town? How many? You have one? You have two? You have five? If Yerushalayim is a million people, how many beis vad lechachomim do you have? Your house should be the beis vad lechachomim. Is the town talking to everybody? Who's the town talking about? Most of the things. Ezu Achokam, Adem Mikolodom, Ezu Ashir, Asamech Vachelka, Ezu Agibur, Kevish Yitzhak, all these things, every single individual. The Tana is talking to one person, your house should be the base of Adel Chachamim. So, in Echlam, he's talking to everybody, but there's only the one person that's actually going to take the initiative and make his house the base of Adel Chachamim. You should be that person. You don't wait for somebody else to do that. The koyach of the Yachid is tremendous. Avobah actually points out, he says that even by Goyim we find such a thing. He says Alexander the Great, he says this person, Napoleon, these are people that they change the world, single individuals who change the world. It's an interesting story with Alexander the Great that actually comes with Lalach, and we're going to see this coming week. Be'ezu Hashem, brought down on the other Friday. But why you have to give your animals food before you eat yourself. But the doesn't so much have to do with what we're doing now. But even a guy was Mechadish Allah Halachar, was Ayodai. But this is something which could be used both ways, and something Rabbi Chil Yaakovson tells the story. He says he's a well known Mechadish here in Eretz Yisrael. And he said that there was a bunch of Chadarim in a certain city here in Eretz Yisrael that were basically going into competition slowly but surely with each other, how much each one could be maspic, and then the pressure was becoming so great for the kids because each one had to show that they're the best cheder and that they could learn the most, and it was too much pressure. Okay, so they all got together and they said, "That's it, done. We're stopping together." Somebody brought them all together and they said, "We're stopping this rat race and we're shouldn't be too much pressure." Sure enough, they did. And Hakol Menuches. He gets a call. This Rechidaka is going to get a call after a few weeks or whatever, that from the principal of one of the schools. And he says, I can't, the pressure is too great. We slowed down, and the parents, all the parents are just screaming that they want us to go fast, they want us to do more, I can't do the pressure. So he says, who's, how many parents? It's like a big portion of the school. Pekitzer, he says, you know what, I'm going to come over, we're going to pull out the list. He went over to him, he met him in his office. How many families do you have? He says, about 350 families in the school. So he says, we're going through the families one by one, and we're going to see which families, who is the parents that are pressuring. So he went through 350 families. I think he said it was about 11 families that were pressuring out of 350. So he says, what's up, Shan? Why do you feel the pressure? There's 340 families that are totally fine with what's going on. 10 families, etc. Because 10 families that make a rush, make a rush. So it depends how the rush is. You can make the rush this way, you can make the rush that way. It's always, a person has the kayach to do it. You don't have to make a rush. You don't have to go out and start putting up plaster things all over the walls, v'chulu. But a person has the yicholis to change things. Does he have to be a Rabban Kotler? He has to be a Gerin Erlam, right? That he's able to say about Rabban Kitzer. He was Eloy Yotzim Rabban. You don't have to be the Eloy Yotzim. You don't have to be. You have Sarah Schneer. She changed the face of all of Beis Yaakov for all girls over the past 100 years. She's the one that changed everything. One woman that got up and decided that something had to be done, and she did it. Does that mean Rameir Schuster? Rameir Schuster was, for those people I know, he's actually, art school just put out a book from him. He was the man by the wall. And he sent, between 20 and 30,000 people to yeshiva, just picking people up from the coastal. And I don't know if he stayed, obviously, but tremendous amounts. This is a person who was so shy that, I forgot who it was, one of the big Kiruv professionals said that when he would speak to him on the phone, he would know before actually he spoke that he was speaking to him, because when he would say hello and he didn't hear anybody on the other line, the person wouldn't say hello back. He says he knew that it was him, he knew it was Mary Schuster, because he was so shy. He wasn't like, even on the phone, he wasn't, it was a person that was so shy, but he saw something that had to get done, and he did it. So that means that we have to go out to the Kreisel now and start picking people up and v'chulo. No, that certainly doesn't mean that. I just heard an interesting story about a week ago that somebody told me that, did you notice, I think it was right after Hanukkah, he says, did you notice that Hanukkah, the different schools, by Beis Yaakov, they started giving out gluten-free products for those that, for the kids in the class that are celiac and they have issues with gluten. So he said, I don't know for sure why it happened. He says, but I heard that in Yerushalayim, this is in Beitar, this is in Yerushalayim, on Simchas Torah this year, the Iriya paid for the Pekalach. All the shuls got Pekalach, the Iriya paid for the Pekalach. The kids are, everybody got. And the girl, she's celiac, and all the Pekalach had gluten inside. They were all With all the products had gluten inside. Because she decided, 7 or 8 year old girl, she's writing to the Rosh Ha'ir that listen here, we can't have I don't eat gluten, and it's not right. Sure enough, he read the letter and replied accordingly, and he sent her a whole package and machulu and a whole apology, and because of that, they started an awareness because of this, help the other people. So this is a 7 year old girl who's in her house, she's not going anywhere, she's not the world's Eloy, she's not, and you're able to change things. You're able to change things because of, it doesn't have to be, if a person sees something that has to get done, the nekuda is to do it, not to just look around everybody else, oh, this is what everybody's doing, this is interesting thing, I just heard the story, maybe it's the Mishamayim, interesting story, I heard it today, just happened recently, from an Israeli, I heard it. He told me as follows, he said that he came home, I think it was this past week, maybe this last week, and his wife tells him, oh, by the way, a girl from, his wife teaches one of the schools here, and said that a girl is going to be coming in the near future to take a video of me. He says, what do you mean, take a video for what? He says, because the school is having a whole thing, the area is coming, and they want different teachers to speak, and to give a little bit of background about the school, what's going on, and it'll give them a taktivim, we'll give them money is being allocated and is being allotted, and we want to show them what the school is all about, so we should be able to get our portion as well. The husband said, who's going to be seeing this video? The speaker in the video, who's going to be watching this video? So she said, I don't know, I heard maybe the Uriah or the Rosh Ha'ir. Kitzer, he says, Lomakubal, my wife is a teacher, and who knows who's going to be watching. So she says, what should we do? We have a lot of our cars to take to the school, to the principal, and this really could help them. What should we do? She said, who's the person in charge? He says, this teacher is in charge. He says, let's call her up. She says, do you mind if you call him up? Can you call him? So he says, sure, no problem. I'll call him. Kitzri calls her and he says, who's going to be watching this thing? She said, yeah, the Rosh Ha'ir and Bechulu was going to be. And I don't know exactly what other group. So he said, you know, that some strange men are going to be watching my wife speak. So they said, okay, you know what? How about if you're willing to speak in instead? Will you speak instead of your wife? Will you speak instead of your wife? He says, sure, with pleasure, I'll speak instead of my wife. Sure enough, he dressed himself up, put in a tie and a suit and a hulu, and he really gave a beautiful speech. And sure enough, the Iriah came down. It was the next day, I think it was this week, and they had a whole they went through the entire school and they were shown around the hulu. And when they showed them the video, so the lady called up afterwards. The lady was in charge and said it. Oh, I think his wife said that they, you know, that the Rosh Ha'ir was listening to you and everybody's quiet and it was the whole thing and hulu. So then the next day afterwards, the lady who we had spoken to calls him back and says, I just want you to know that after you mentioned the fact that it's a girls' school, so after you mentioned this thing about, you know, it's not right that the woman should, we took off all the women from the video. Took off all the women from the video, and it was only men that spoke, for Hulu, and Baruch Hashem was tremendously matzlich. This is a person you could have said, this is what everybody's doing, this is what, whether you agree, don't agree, this is what everybody's doing, so this is what we're going to do. There's no one that's what everybody's doing. If something which you feel, al pi atera, al pi avoido, al pi whatever it is, gmilas chasodim, whatever it is not right, so then you could say something. It doesn't have to be in an oif, you know. This is not something, there's no fights that went on here. It's not like you put, pashkevila on the street. No, that's not the nekuda. Something has to be done for Klal Yisrael. Something is here. Don't just wait for everybody else. Like, end off with Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He said, Risi b'nei aliyah v'emuwatim, says the Gemara in Sukkah. I see Bnei Aliyah, and there are only a few of them. Me'elefim, ani ibni mehem. There's 1,000. Myself and my son, Rabbi Eliezer, we're from the Bnei Aliyah. Me'elefim, ani ibni mehem. There's only 100, we're from the 100. Im shtayim heim, ani ibni heim. Says if shtayim, then it's my son and myself, we are the two. I think in the Medrash it actually ends off. That's where the Gemara ends off. The Medrash ends off. Im achatim aniyu. So Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Shall as well. What was the Shimon Bar Yochai think? I'm the biggest one here. I'm the hotshot here. I'm the chas v'chalila. Tana aluki." So from the altar of Kelm, Tim Chaskel says the same thing. Also, I thought just now from the altar of Kelm, he says that he was trying to tell everybody that don't worry about what everybody else is doing. There's Reis Bnei Aliyah v'him muatum. I see Bnei Aliyah and they're muatum. If you're going to look around by everybody else and look around to see what's going on. Is everybody busy during a Teres Mei Tshuva with Tshuva? Maybe not. Is everybody busy with... Maybe not. Don't look around at what everybody's doing. If you want to be an Bnei Aliyah, you should be... Make sure, always, no matter how many Bnei Aliyahs, it's 7,000 Shalei Kor Laval, you're also one of the people Shalei Kor Laval. It's 1,000 that are Bnei Aliyah, you're from the Bnei Aliyah. If it's only 2, you're from the Bnei Aliyah. Make sure that you're a Bnei Aliyah. Don't look around. Do what you have to do. It's the Yechidim that really make up the Ikar of Klal Yisrael.